certainly there's a definite demographic. Yeah.
Well, let's have a look at the first of these three books. They're quite different, particularly the first one.
Well, the first one's called The Guide, and this has been put together by two Aucklanders, Mike Loader, who's a guest, I think, on Jim's show in the afternoon here quite often on the panel, and a guy called Terry Williams, who I've not heard of, but apparently they're both comedians who do the corporate circuit a lot, I think. What they've done here is they've sort of put together a handbook for life, a sort of pocket guide alternative to having a life coach or a mentor, or a mother substitute or whatever they're called these days. The catch line on the cover is how to kiss, get a job, and other stuff you need to know. I think the test of these books is how effective they are at conveying the message in a way that doesn't immediately sound condescending to its audience, and in a format they can read without it sounding like your mother's giving you a lecture.
And with Mike being involved, being a comedian, you'd expect a good dose
one,
of humour.
This one passes that test. Humour helps hugely here. And you know, they look at in fairly close detail at a lot of stuff that parents themselves haven't probably worked out as well. And, you know, I've been around the traps, and I got some handy snippets out of reading this. Probably we were thinking at the start the ideal audience for this is teenagers leaving school, but we've been discussing it a bit at the shop, and my staff are all young women in their 20s, and you know, we agree that it's equally relevant right across the boards. The topics are diverse. They range from how to put on a condom, not the sort of thing you're going to ask your mum, right through to restaurant etiquette, and you know, both those have got huge potential for getting it wrong and embarrassment as well. Basically, they've divided the book into six or seven sections. There's self, there's home, there's relationships, there's community, there's the great big world. There's advice on drug taking, which accepts that many people will experiment. And if you do, here's how to control it and how to look out for the danger signs. And then it says one of the best things you can do is write on your hand before you do, I cannot fly. So, and the piece on the signs that tell if you're pregnant or not is you probably aren't pregnant if you're a male. So, you know.
Yeah. And even things like relationships, you know, healthy relationships and unhealthy relationships and marriage, it's very good. I mean, the way they've broken it down into the sections, you know, relationships, community, it makes it easy, doesn't it?
There's a philosophical bent here too. It's like how to give your life a soundtrack, how to deal with change, and of course that relates into the more practical things as well, like how to hire tradespeople, how to plant a garden, how to select fruit. It explains mortgage rates, interest, how to save money on those. There's sex, suicide, trade unions, finance companies, how to buy a car. Tips like, you know, leaving it to the last day of the month when they're trying to close off their budgets, and you can start dealing. And so, you know, how to put the pressure back on car salesmen or real estate agents when they're trying to control you. It's a very, very comprehensive sort of, you know, I put it in there with an essential family resource like an atlas or a good dictionary, you know, just this to pick up and chew over.
For parents and youngsters.
Indeed.
Right, Bill.